a very complicated story, and I'm not sure if we got it right, but I'm much, much more careful than I'm being now. The parallel was, firstly, that Terman helped or supported the idea of Bill Hewlett and the Packard formation of Hewlett Packard. Mm-hmm. We'll get the story from Bill tomorrow.
Right.
That led by the end of the war to a small company employing roughly 200 people. And that little company, Hewlett Packard Company, promised to be very successful. They were working in the laboratory and the factory and paging the road in the North Carolina Rail and the railway tracks, not on the university property.
Mm-hmm.
In 1948, finally, the final act of Bulgarian being incorporated. Occurred without the period of Bulgarian developing the idea of incorporating and starting in the business itself was supported by Fred Terman. In fact, we asked the founders of the company asked Fred Terman to become a member of the founding group. He agreed. He's allowed to supervise the needs of the lot. Courage to develop a very courageous laboratory.
How so, in detail?
Well, just German support. It's a good idea. Let's do it. We can find money. People were, let's say to us, you people are obviously very bright, very successful. We started giving responsible for invention of Weistrom. Played a very important role during the war. Now, having proven that, you surely have other ideas that you might think want to continue with. It's general supportive conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Because we wanted to have prominent people, as prominent people as we could find, we had Varian Associates asked Hansen to become a member of the board of directors. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons being that he was interesting person to have as a member of the group. Second is that his name was helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Third, that he was interested in providing us specific advice on what to do and not to do. Varian, as you look back, began to develop very rapidly after the war. And it became obvious that very, very soon we would outgrow the tiny little facility in San Carlos where the company was formed. And we also moved to identify some piece of land where we could build our own laboratory. And one of the cornerstones of the idea of Varian Associates as an enterprise was that we wanted to be very close to the research which is being done at American universities generally, but Stanford in particular, because we're from Stanford, we have people there. I was at the point of already several people from Stanford faculty were members of their board of directors. We were very close in unity. The close unity, close cooperation between various portions of Stanford, including Terman, including the little shift. Hansen, the physics department, and some other people besides. It was obvious to this group, both on the board level and to consultants, that we would push our ideas faster and get even further access to Stanford faculty and Stanford students and some of Stanford facilities. So, I believe with my idea, University, thesis of land.
Mm-hmm.
This idea was debated with Varian because even though it might have been a good idea, people said that Stanford land was more expensive and definition of limitations. But anyway, we at Darien decided to try it. We made a proposal for leasing a large piece of land to the business office of staff.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the offering advice, support the idea. For one thing, it was an important direction to Darien for another. We saw this at the beginning of further development of the industry. Proximity of staffing.
Mm-hmm. So Darien is part of that, expanding that idea.
Yeah, the first lease was a industrial concern by staffing of Darien. For these 6 acres to start with, increased our leaseholdings to 75 acres.